proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. In our series about elderly champions of the Old Testament, we focus today on the life and ministry of Caleb. The author of Numbers chapter 32 identified Caleb as being, quote, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, unquote. No more is known about Caleb's ancestry. Perhaps the appellation Kenizzite had a connection with Kenaz, an Edomite chieftain listed in Genesis chapter 36. According to the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, Caleb served as one of 12 men sent by Moses to spy out the promised land. Upon Caleb's return, he exhorted the Israelites to, quote, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it, unquote. On that occasion, God commended Caleb because, quote, he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, unquote. Once the Israelites entered into Canaan, Caleb participated in the victories over Jericho and the other Canaanite cities, serving perhaps as a common soldier. Note that he did not come forth to ask anything for himself until the 14th chapter of Joshua, an incident which took place over 40 years after the events described in Numbers chapter 13. On that occasion, Caleb spoke about how God had kept him alive during the times that the Israelites spent in the wilderness. Then he asked Joshua to, quote, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, unquote. Caleb maintained his faith by adding that, quote, if so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said, unquote. The term then referring to the giants which inhabited the land. In response, Joshua gave Caleb Hebron as an inheritance. Why did Caleb ask Joshua specifically for the city of Hebron? A Jewish narrative stated that Caleb petitioned God in Hebron, asking him to protect him from the effects of the destructive advice offered by the 10 recalcitrant spies. When Caleb captured the city of Kirjath Arba and ejected the giants dwelling therein, he demonstrated that his faith in God's promise remained constant, despite the passage of many years. Caleb had another reason for requesting Hebron as his inheritance. His companions who had entered the land of promise brought back reports of giants living in that territory. The Anakim, or the sons of Anak, the Anakim constituted one of the most prominent groups of these Canaanites. The Anakim were giants, and the Israelites as a group feared these giants. As Moses recounted in the first chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, quote, our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is a greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there, unquote. Caleb may have wanted to possess Hebron precisely because the Anakim dwelt there. By displacing the Anakim and renaming their city, Caleb sought to demonstrate that the God of Israel possessed more power than either Arba, the city's supposed founder, or the Anakim, the city's supposed dwellers. Over the course of his life, Caleb, quote, wholly followed the Lord, unquote. By the time he conquered the Anakim, Caleb had attained the age of 85 years. Thus, he served as an example of what a great champion of faith can accomplish if he trusts in God to bring him the victory. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.